James in Kamaranga. Good morning, James. How are you, mate?
Good, brother. What's going on?
James, asking the question this morning, mate. Saving coin. What happened in your family?
Well, you know, growing up, having a big family because mum and dad had no remote for the TV.
Right.
We used to have to share around the milk. So we used to fill up the, you know, normal Weet-Bix and eat it with a fork, so to share the milk around.
Right.
Oh, and you're eating with a fork so you don't actually get a lot of milk with a Weet-Bix.
Yes, which is very sad.
Yeah,
so
right.
How many siblings do you have?
5 brothers and 6 sisters.
Oh, wow. So 12 of you. 12 kids.
Something like that, yeah. A couple of off-site adopted kids that have moved out now, but still here.
So what would happen at the end of the Weet-Bix? What would happen? Who would get to drink the milk, or there was no milk left?
Well, whoever turned it is to drink the milk.
Oh, dude, that's clever thinking. It's like, what can we use that's not going to hold milk?
Yeah.
We use a fork so that there's more to go around. Did you each get your own bowl, James, or was it like you shared that one bowl?
Do you remember them bowls that looked like a fine mat, them brown ones?
Yes.
Yep.
Like a timber one? Yeah, that was the one we used to use.
Yeah, right.
They're the ones that used to come out of barbecues because your parents would put some hot, like some chips or something in there.
That's the one.
Yeah, right.
So how many Weet-Bix would you guys put in there?
But you just put in how many as you want and then you eat it and then the next person does the same thing.
Gotcha.
Oh, right. So it's a big bowl of milk.
That's the one.
Well, played. Right. Interesting.
I love it.
Hey, good on you, James. Thanks, mate. Have a top day today.
Thanks,
brother. Cheers, mate. See ya.
Janelle in Bayview, it's your grandfather that was quite frugal.
Yeah, hi, guys. The wealthy man that he was when he passed away, if anything got torn down on the farm, like old sheds or structures or anything, he used to go back and pull all the old rusty nails out and re-bend them into shape to reuse them on the next thing he's going to do.
Wow,
that's a lot of effort.
Recycling the nails. I mean, I know that happens with timber all the time.
And he also used to use a piece of string to hold his pants up because he's too tight to buy a belt.
Well, you know, works just as well. Why not? Who wants to waste money on a belt when you've got string? Good work. It seems different going back generations in terms of frugality. We're getting a lot less frugal. I think Australia wastes $10 billion, I read over the weekend, in food. We throw out $10 billion worth of food each year, whereas in back in the day, you'd eat the tongue, the eyes, you know, the liver,
but also
everything.
Tearing something down, like the nails are still good.
Mm.
Rip them out, straighten them up, and whack them back in.
Get another 5 years out of these nails.